overcoming by the blood. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. Revelation 12 and verse 11. The first testimony of the Lord Jesus is that he would bruise the serpent's head. That is the head of Satan. He was the promised Redeemer. The bruising of Satan's head was his work. And the meaning of Satan's head is his government, dominion, and sovereignty. The Lord is introduced in the same promise, Genesis 3:15, in the words spoken to the serpent, "Thou shalt bruise his heel." That is the lower portion, the Lord's body, which Satan would bruise on the cross. First of all, we look at the application of the blood. The shedding of his precious blood is the central part of our Lord's redeeming work. That blood shedding is first directed against sin. It introduces Jesus bleeding that souls may live. It is the full symbol of redemption's price. It is the clear emblem of the one atoning Lamb. The blood of the Lord Jesus meets sin in all its aspects and does so to destroy its power and ultimately cleanse it from the whole universe of God. It is also directed against what Scripture calls the flesh, what sin has made man. Man, because of sin, belongs to a fallen race and has become darkened in his mind, polluted in his affections, and disagreeable in his will. He also is flesh, Genesis 6 and verse 3, or he also is become flesh. The blood of Christ has not only to cleanse the universe of sin's pollution, but also to remove all that which is of corrupt flesh, so as to make way for a new humanity after the pattern and likeness of the Lord Jesus. The blood is also directed against the consequences of sin, that is death. The soul that sinneth, it shall die. Ezekiel 18 and verse 4. In the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. Genesis 2 and 17. As by one man sin entered the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. Romans 5 and verse 12. That is the death in all, that is death in all its extent, covering spirit, soul, and body. And the blood of Jesus is shed to release from the power of death over every part of man. The blood of Christ is also directed against that old serpent Satan, the devil. He is the cause and root of all human ruin. He is spoken of as the prince of this world, as having the power of death, that is, having the grip of death, the power to hold men in death. And the Lord Jesus, through his work on the cross, deals with Satan in both those capacities for the release of his people, the redeemed. Finally, we see the issue of the application. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb. Death is the ultimate of sin. Death, which is the grip or hold of Satan upon our souls. This is the main point of our Lord's thrust. It is because he overcame this central and main issue of death, breaking the power of death, nullifying the effects of death, loosing Satan's grip upon death, that he can gain for us who believe an overcoming life over Satan. All who overcome Satan do so because of the precious blood of Christ. But overcomers who take up the power of the blood of Christ must be prepared to die at the hands of the one who has been overcome and who is a murderer from the beginning. So we read, they loved not their lives unto death, Revelation 12:11. Thus it was with Abel, the first martyr. This is the key to all the murderous attempts upon the saints, both in the Old and New Testament ages, and in the tribulation age which is to come. The issue is victory. They loved not their lives unto death. That is no contradiction in that. Abel was killed, but Abel lived. Paul was executed, but Paul is present with the Lord. All the saints live in the power of our Lord's resurrection life. The devil can only touch the lower part of man, his material body, but not his inner life. By his cross and by his blood, the Lord Jesus conquered Satan and himself lived by the power of an endless life. And so we in him. The great company which no man can number, and who have overcome the great power of Satan by the blood of the Lamb, are our Lord's spiritual progeny, the fruit of his travail, the prize of his great work. They triumph in his triumph. They overcome because of his energy and power and sacrifice. They bear his image, having been washed from their sins. This is an appropriate reward indeed. He gave his soul as a sacrifice, and he receives a multitude of souls for his hire. By giving his own self as a ransom price, he purchased innumerable men out of all nations, kindreds, tribes, and tongues, and from all sorts of conditions. And all these overcome their great adversary and march in victory to Emmanuel's land. Hear the words of an old Irish hymn, author unknown but translated by Mary Byrne and Eleanor Hull. Be thou my vision, O Lord of my heart, nought be all else to me, save that thou art. Though my best thought, by day or by night, waking or sleeping, thy presence my light. Be thou my battle shield, sword for the fight. Be thou my dignity, thou my delight. Thou my soul's shelter, thou my high tower. Raise thou me heavenward, O power of my power. High King of heaven, after victory won, may I reach heaven's joys, O bright heaven's sun. Heart of my own heart, whatever befall, still be my vision, O ruler of all. Beautiful. Amen and amen.